You're listening to All News All Morning on the Mother-Lode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us is our newsmaker of the day. She is the executive director for the Calaveras County Arts Council, Kathy Mazzaferro. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Mark. Happy summer.
No kidding. Summer is here and Music in the Parks kicks off
tonight.
Friday nights, what the heck's going on?
Well, you know, the board of directors had a number of discussions, and we wanted to see if we could change things up a little bit, maybe make some evenings more available to families. So we opted to move 4 concerts to Friday nights and leave 6 concerts on Wednesday nights, depending on the venue. So tonight is our first concert in a new venue. Down in Valley Springs.
Okay, specifically where?
Specifically, we're going to be at the new Hogan Dam Outlook. So it's where most of the community events, including the wonderful fireworks they have every 4th of July, take place. And it's going to have, I'm just praying, a nice breeze off the lake, lots of covered eating space, and we're going to be listening to the Sky Kings, who are a great band. They'll be presenting California country and rock and roll.
Well, I commend you on the new venue. That's going to be a beautiful location.
Yes, I think so too. We're all really excited about it. And another new thing we're doing tonight is we're going to have art tables for children. So if you've got little ones and they want to come, and it's like, yeah, but what do? I just want to sit and listen to the music. Well, we have plans, not to mention the fact that that venue has a playground for kids.
All right, Kathy, now that we have our listeners' attention, back up a little bit. Tell everybody what Music in the Parks is all about each summer.
You bet. For the last 28 years now, the Calaveras County Arts Council has presented Music in the Parks. It's 10 different concerts, 10 different styles of music, and it's in 10 different locations throughout the summer from mid-June to mid-August all over Calaveras County. And it is a no admission charged program, so it's a free concert series.
Every concert is free, and this is a tremendous way to see the various regions of Calaveras County.
That's right, and experience a wide genre of music and never have to leave the county.
All right, Kathy. Well, let's go through this. Briefly describe each of the concerts and the location they will be in throughout the summer.
You bet. So next week on Friday night, we're going to be at Bryce Station Vineyards listening to Sambosa, Brazilian choro, and Latin music. The following week, we'll be on a Wednesday night. It will be June 26th. We'll be at Angels Camp's Utica Park listening to Brian Jerka and the Cabby Band as they play rock and roll. July 10th, also a Wednesday, we're going to be in Mokill at Shutter Tree Park listening to the blues-infused rock and roll of Stompbox. And as always, the McCallamy Hill Lions Club will be serving their world-famous homemade pie and ice cream. The following Wednesday, July 17th, we'll be at Mountain Ranch Community Park, and the Cool Shifters will entertain us with rhythm and blues, country, rock and roll, and the Mountain Ranch Youth Alliance will be serving their chicken in a barrel barbecue before the concert, and they're asking also, please bring food for their pantry. You know, canned goods, that sort of thing.
Sure.
You'll get free dessert in exchange for a food pantry donation. The following Wednesday, July 24th, we're going to be at Railroad Flat Elementary listening to the roots rock, folk, bluegrass, and rhythm and blues of Random Strangers. July 31st, we're betting that by then it's going to be really, really hot like it was last year. So when we do our concert in San Andreas, we're going to be inside in the air conditioning in the town hall.
Good.
Listening to Jana and Leroy as they play jazz and American standards. August 7th, we're going to be in the Murphy's Community Park with Michaela McFarlane and Cantamos as they entertain us with Latin, pop, and jazz. Then on the 16th of August, we're moving back to a Friday night. We're going to be out at Copperopolis at the newly renamed Square at Copper Valley, listening to Black Irish and their folk, Celtic, Spanish, and Italian music. And then the last concert of the series is somewhat new in that we're returning to Arnold, to the Cedar Center. We're going to listen to the folk rock, funk, and blues of the Fixin.
All right. So a couple of questions for you. People are encouraged, obviously, to bring their own chairs. Can they bring their own picnic items and beverages?
Yes, they can. The only caveat on those beverages is at Bryce Station, you're not allowed to bring your own alcohol. You can bring every non-alcoholic drink you want. And then when we're at the concert in Railroad Flat, we're going to be at the elementary school. That's a zero-tolerance zone. So no smokes, no drugs, no alcohol.
A website for the complete list.
For the complete list, you can go on our website at www.calaverasarts.org.
And a telephone number.
754-1774. And all concerts start at 6:30.
Anything else before we wrap up?
Nope, I don't think so. We will be passing the hat, or the bucket as it may be, because what I'd like our audience to remember is we receive no government funding for music in the parks. We're able to bring this concert series to Calaveras County thanks to the businesses and services that sponsor us, like Dignity, Mark Twain Health, and Black Oak Casino. And then we pass the hat and ask for your generosity to help us pay for the bands.
Calaveras County Arts Council's Music in the Parks starting tonight. Kathy Mazzaferro, Executive Director for the Calaveras County Arts Council. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Mark.